Thought for today. Love taught at home is the foundation for love expressed anywhere. Love taught at home is the foundation for love expressed anywhere. How is love taught at home? Now, I'm going to teach you boys how to love each other. I'm going to teach you girls how to behave and how to love. You know, I'm going to teach you love. I'm going to teach you love. That doesn't work, does it? Love is an example. If you see parents who are loving of one another, the children are loving of one another. Sincerely loving. If you see parents who are cooperative and gentle with the neighbors, cooperative and gentle with the relatives, cooperative and gentle with themselves, the children will be cooperative and gentle, because this will be all that they know how to express. And you say, well, some kids are just hard-nosed. Yes, that's right. Some parents are just hard-nosed, too. Whatever parents see in their children, that's what they are. When parents see in their children a roughness or an unkindness or an attitude which is not cooperative and loving, that's what the parents are. Now, the parents can say, oh, we are so honest, and we are so wonderful, and we are so good, and we're so beautiful. We do everything right. We are just sharing and gentle and everything. But our kids, they're on drugs. They're doing this, and they're doing that. They're robbing places. They're dishonest and stuff. Well, it's difficult to make this statement, but it is true. If the children are that way, you can be sure the parents taught them. But they learned it on the street. They didn't learn it on the street. Children don't learn things on the street. We say children learn things on the street, but they don't. When a child is brought up by his parent to believe that he must always tell the truth, to believe that he must always be gentle and loving, to believe that he must uphold the virtues and the values that the community has and that the family has, under all circumstances, that child will do that. But when there are fudgings, and the fudgings are not very sweet, but when the fudgings take place, that's like the father says, go tell him I'm not home. When you answer the phone, say he's not here. I don't want to talk to him. And so the child goes to the phone and says, my dad says he's not here. He doesn't want to talk to you. Ah! Dad says, what is this all about? Well, Dad, that's what you said. Yeah, but I meant for you to tell him that I wasn't here, you know, that you were responsible for knowing I wasn't here. But Dad, that's lying. You see, how can you teach a child to be strictly, totally honest when you fudge on honesty? When you say something for convenience, lying for convenience, it just does not work. It makes for a very unhappy home life. Then the child's values are all a twitter. He doesn't know, she doesn't know what to believe or what to say, that it's okay to lie for Daddy or Mommy, but it's not okay to lie for yourself. Ah, you know, there's these several set of values that we don't always know how to handle them. Love taught in the home is the foundation for love expressed anywhere. If a child does not lie at home, the child will not lie to his teacher at school. If the child is honest at home, the child will be honest with the storekeeper, who gives back too much change or too little change. And it's not a matter that you're telling the storekeeper he can't count. You just say, it's supposed to be 53 cents, not 50 cents. Oh, yes, you're right. Not, hey, you cheated me, you liar, you're terrible. Just say, it's supposed to be 53 cents, not 50. Oh, yeah, you're right. No contesting of the other person's honesty or contesting of the other person's fidelity to truth, just telling the truth yourself. It's wonderful. It really is wonderful. When you consider how things go along in the world today, and how things are happening all around the world, we say that our lawyers are the biggest liars in the world. What a terrible reputation for people who are supposed to stand up for truth. We say that the judges are always taking something in the back door, you know, they're taking a bribe or something. What a terrible thing to say about one of the highest positions in the land, which represents truth and honesty. You know, it takes away all of your love. And then, front page of the newspapers, 12 police officers charged with taking bribes, charged with beating up a person that they weren't supposed to beat up, you know, and they shouldn't beat up a person at any time. They're supposed to subdue them, take them into control when necessary, but not beat them up, because that's punishment, and that punishment can only be given by the court. But nonetheless, they're caught for doing these things, and it's not the matter that they're caught. That's true, they should not be allowed to do it. But they make a big thing out of it in the newspaper, saying that our policemen, who we respect and love, who we honor with the wonderful things that they do, with the responsibility that they take, and their incorruptibility. Oh, my goodness sakes. The police are supposed to be incorruptible, you see? And yet, we play up in the headlines that they are corruptible. What are the kids going to think? What are the young people going to think? What are the parents going to think? They're going to think, what difference does it make? We just live in a dog-eat-dog world. It's just take what you can get, and devil take the hindmost. Well, if that's the kind of world we're living in, stop it. I want to get off. Because the kind of world that we're living in is a world of love. And we teach that love to ourselves and to our children. The world that we're living in is a world of caring and gentleness. We teach that to ourselves and to our children. The kind of world that we live in is a world where everybody recognizes what their role is. Now, if I were to ask any of you, what is your role in this world? You might say many things, and they might all be good. But your role is to be an exquisite creator, which you have to be anyhow. But you're an exquisite creator of just who you are in everybody else in the world. There is not a soul on the face of this earth who is not a reflection of you. Now, this is tough. We had an experience recently where someone was very unkind to us, and we could not allow ourselves to say they were bad people, they were evil people, they're mean people, because they're our creation. We created them being bad, mean, or evil, however we wanted to interpret that, because we did this for whatever silly reason. We don't know the silly reason, but we do know that somewhere in our background, there was doubt. Somewhere in our background, there was unhappiness. Sometimes the thought comes to your mind, wouldn't it be wonderful if they would die, then the thing would all be over with? That's no answer. Our thought sometimes comes to us, wouldn't it be wonderful if they would move away, then we wouldn't have to face those circumstances? That's not the answer. Wouldn't it be wonderful if some terrible thing happened? No, it would not be wonderful. It's bad enough that we have this negative experience in our world without compounding it with, wouldn't it be wonderful if something bad happened to them? It's us, our thought that needs to be straightened out, our thought that needs to be illumined, our thought that needs to come to a new awareness. What did Jesus say to those who despitefully used him? He said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. He didn't say, get the rascals and tie them up and throw them in the tar pit. Oh, many people would say that. But here Jesus was, the super-duper guy, honest as the day is long, loving, courteous, kind, nice to his mommy and all that good stuff. And he had problems too. He had circumstances because these circumstances were part of his world. And you see, Jesus created every one of the nice disciples in his group, didn't he? No matter how unkind they may have been to each other or themselves, he created each one of them. Ooh, Jesus, they're a reflection of you. That's right. So let's be careful. Be very careful. If Jesus, who is a cool cat, can create some uncool people in his world, we can too. And he's responsible for them. And we are too. So if we create anybody in our world who is not cool, who is not loving, gentle, kind, pure in every way, we must get busy and create them properly. And the way we get busy and create them properly is by getting excited about it, by saying, hey, you're wonderful, you're beautiful, to ourselves. We don't have to say it out loud to them. Our actions speak loud for when we talk to them. Our actions tell them who and what we are. Our actions show them what our thinking is. And see, a question came up the other day. Let's just adjust it and do it a little differently, the project. And then the answer came up, no, I want this thing to be resolved correctly, showing that we are either right or we're wrong. And I want this to be shown correctly. Well, now, to the last gnat's eyebrow, you want to get to what is right. To the ultimate, you want to find out whether it's right. Who cares? Who cares? Forgive them. They know not what they do. Jesus did not go out with the law and say, hey, that's against the law. That's against the law. This you can do, but that you can't do. This, he didn't say those things. He said, just forgive them. They're working on emotions. They're working on inner feelings of infidelity, injustice, impropriety, and so on. And because they're working on those feelings, they are not working with balance. They're not working with harmony. And we sometimes are not working with harmony when we allow ourselves to get out of focus, that we want revenge, we want right action, we want peace. Hey, many of us have sat a long time with burdens on our shoulder, which would have been nice to have them be released, even when we know that they don't deserve to be there, but it'd be nice to have them released, and yet if we concentrate on them, then they become a continual burden. But if we release them and let them be, maybe, hey, was Jesus ever exonerated from being called the King of the Jews? No. The court felt that that's who he was. The Pharisees, Sadducees, and the priests, they all felt that's who he was. And they wanted to get rid of him. He died with that burden on his back. He was reborn, but he still had that burden on his back. Just to let you think about it a little tiny bit. What is the symbology of Christianity? The cross. Why the cross? Because that's where Jesus was hung. What does the Catholic Church? They not only have the cross, they have Jesus hanging on there. And they have Mary, Mother of God, weeping away, you know. It's nothing to weep. Jesus said, don't weep over me. He says, I've come to show the last enemy that will be destroyed is death, and I've done it. Why should anyone weep for someone who has accomplished their goal? But aside from all that, we are not here to be freed of our improper accusations that are put upon us. If someone says to you, you spill that milk, just say, I'll clean it up. Don't say, I did not spill that milk. I didn't spill that milk. Don't you blame me for spilling that milk. I didn't spill it. You know, just say, okay, I'll clean it up. No big deal. And then you learn humility. You learn to flow with things. You're untouched. And this being untouched is so important. It's what is our character? What is our reality? When we can be untouched by all these little goodies that come along our way, man, what a wonderful lesson we've learned. Love taught at home is the foundation for love expressed everywhere. Honesty taught at home is the foundation for honesty expressed anywhere. peace taught at home. We can go right on up the line. Peace taught at home is the foundation for peace taught anywhere. Joy, harmony, love, givingness, wholeness, ha, 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 wholeness. You see, when wholeness is taught in the home, I teach wholeness by being whole, by living in a whole body, by acting. When something comes along, don't say, oh my God, Grandma had that, now I got it too. Well, knock it off. Grandma may have had that, and you may have that, both for the same stupid reason that you accepted it, but don't. Love taught in the home is the foundation for love expressed anywhere. Just remember that. Just remember, you don't have to be right. You merely are right in your heart. You know the truth about yourself. I know the truth about myself. And that's all that matters. They asked me, sent me a notice to be on the jury. And then on the jury's request list there, it gave a lot of excuses that you could be off. And one of them it said something about if you're over 70. Well, that would be a simple one, wouldn't it? So we'll see what it is. But I really have no desire to judge my fellow man. I have no desire to judge another as to what they have done to be right or wrong. I would always judge righteous judgment, and I would say, what do you believe? And they say, that's not the question. They don't believe they're guilty. Well, maybe they do. Have you asked them? Maybe they don't, and maybe they aren't. Have you asked them? You see, we're expected to lie when it affects us. We're expected to lie when it affects us. We're expected to lie when it affects us. He is, what is the term? Biased. He is biased in his own behalf. So if you say to someone, did you do that? And if they said yes, they go to prison. If they say no, they don't go to prison. Now what are they going to say? Are they going to say yes or are they going to say no? They're going to say yes if they did it. And they're going to say no if they didn't. Because this is standing up for principle, which is how we should be taught in our homes. But you go to prison for doing something that if you say yes, well, did you do it? Yes, then you must go to prison because that's part of the game. Or was it extenuating circumstances? Well, yes. Well, then bring those up. Bring those up. Did you kill that guy? Yes. Did you do it on purpose? No. How did it happen? I stepped on the brakes as I was coming to the corner, and there was a slick of ice there, and the guy stepped out in the street in front of me, and the car went boom, boom, boom. There was no control. The car killed him. I killed him. I'm responsible. I'd stand for it. Yeah, but that was involuntary manslaughter, so that's another thing. But you see what I mean? Stand up for principle, for the truth, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, and the harder it is, the more important it is. The little things are important too, because you can handle the little things, you'll handle the big ones. Thought for today, love taught at home is the foundation for love expressed anywhere. I've given you some pretty heavy-duty things to think about today. But think about them. Could you handle that in your life? Jesus did. Many others do. So let's give her a whirl. I love you.